you know, 5 feet to 9 feet and 9 inches. That dude was huge. So I am pretty sure, you know, David was scared. You know, he probably was terrified, but he put his faith in God. And you could just see how he had faith, and he was smaller, because I didn't know this. I just learned this, that Saul, you know, was the tallest man at that time. He was 6 feet. King Saul was 6 feet. And that's why Goliath, you know, wanted to fight. They were like, he was like, send me the king. He wanted to fight the king. But, you know, Saul was scared. You know, he sometimes, like, you know, a lot of us are like Saul. You know, we get scared and we don't want to, you know, we don't put our faith in God. But we need to be like David and put our faith in God and, you know, trust him fully that he is going to give us the victory. Hi, guys, and welcome to Creator Lives His Creation Podcast. My name is Shayla, and I actually already shot this episode, but I am reshooting it because I shot it in my car and it was so dark outside that you couldn't even see me. And I know it's a podcast, but I also put, you know, like a video out on YouTube. So I was like, yeah, I'm just going to have to reshoot this. So it's been like 2 weeks since I put an episode out. So I'm so sorry. And I also don't have any makeup on, because honestly, I never really wear makeup. I put makeup on just so I'll look good in camera. But honestly, you guys, I did not want to put any on today. And I never put makeup on. So we're just going natural today. But I hope y'all had like a wonderful week. And the episode for today, I actually have the title. I don't know if I'm going to pray about it, if I'm going to put that same title for like this episode, like, but the title that I have for right now is, if that's the God we serve, then why are you scared? And I feel like with this episode, I really want to talk about faith and having faith, because sometimes it's hard because we look at our circumstance and it's hard to have faith when we look around us or what we're going through. And I feel like it's so important. You know, because even in the Bible, it's mentioned, do not be afraid, you know, don't be afraid 365 times. So it's mentioned that many times. It's for us not to be scared, but to put our faith in God. And that's why God requires us to have faith in all situations. And so I want to start off reading Matthew 6:25. So Matthew 6:25 says, that is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? And I'm going to read 26. Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? So I feel like this verse is so impactful because God is telling us, you know, to not worry about these things. And yes, like, I know you have to pay bills, like you have to put food in the table. But God is telling you to have faith that he is going to provide. And it's so impactful because, you know, I actually, so my sister's visiting. She's in the military. So she was stationed in Germany. So she was living in Germany for a couple of years, and then she came to visit and then left again and then came back, and now she's going to be living in Virginia, but she's spending time here. And so she's spending time here, and I was switching jobs, and, you know, since I was switching jobs, I was supposed to start this new job, and, you know, the woman that was helping me just ghosted me. And I was like really upset about it. I was like, you know, why'd she ghost me? Like, I'm supposed to be starting this new job. I don't understand what's happening. And I was actually pretty upset. And I was spending time with God and just like telling him, like, why is this happening? Like, I don't understand, you know. And I was just like bawling my eyes out. So he took me to because sometimes like I tell him, and I don't know if y'all do it, but if y'all don't, I recommend that y'all do this. So sometimes like I'll just be praying and I'll just say, God, I'm going to open the Bible to wherever you want me to open up. And I'm not saying it works all the time, but most of the time he does take you, you know, where you need to read. And as I was praying, that was like, Lord, like, just take me wherever you want me to read or give me a word, like I'm just going to open the Bible into wherever it opens is what you're trying to tell me. And when I said that, it opened to Matthew 6, 25 and 26 and how it says, you know, I tell you to not worry about everyday life, you know, whether you have enough food or drink, you know, and he even says how, you know, look at the birds, you know, they don't plant or harvest, you know, they don't store food, but, you know, I feed them, you know, God feeds them. And of course, he's going to provide for you. You just have to have faith. And you know, that brought peace, you know, it brought peace because it's like, okay, yes, right now I'm not working, but God is going to provide. And I feel like it's so important for us to look at the positive in our situations, because yes, right now I'm not working, but last year my sister came to visit and I couldn't even spend time with her because I was working these crazy hours. And then like my job was calling overtime and I had to show up. And right now I'm not working, but I'm able to spend time, quality time with my sister. You know, people have their siblings right around the corner. I don't. And I feel like it's so important for us to focus on the blessings rather than the problem. You know, see and pray to God what he wants to reveal to you. Because I actually prayed about it. I got in my car and I was like, Lord, like, I don't understand what's happening. And, you know, I prayed in the kitchen and then I also prayed in the car. I pray all the time. And so, you know, I was in the car and I was talking to him and he told me, your sister is here. Your sister. It's so you can spend time with her and your niece. And, you know, again, I don't have them around the corner. You know, my sister, when she was pregnant with my niece, I wasn't there. I had to just see everything through pictures and videos. And right now I have them physically here and I'm able to spend time with them. So, you know, I encourage you to look at the positive. And if you don't see any positive, pray to God, because I'm telling you, he will reveal to you what he wants to show you out of the situation you're going through. And so also I want to go to 1 Chronicles 16:11. So Chronicles 16:11, and it says, am I at 16:11? Okay, yes. It says, search for the Lord and his strength, continually seek him. So this is so important, because this, you know, this verse tells us to we have to continually seek the Lord, and, you know, not just seek him for a period of time and then stop, because God wants us to continue to have that relationship with him. It's like, even just like everyday people, like, let's say, you know, you're seeing somebody, you're getting to know them. You're not really going to know them if you're not spending time with them. Let's say that you let a couple of days go by. Okay. And then days turns into weeks, and then weeks turns into months that you're not spending time with that person. And then not only that, you lose interest. You're not even wanting to spend time with him. And the same thing as our relationship with God. If you're not continually seeking him every day, or, you know, just, you know, trying to do at least doing some days out of the week, you're going to lose that interest of wanting to seek him. And that's going to drive you away from God. And I compare it to, you know, it's like a fire. And, you know, a fire, you have to continually take care of it, continually put wood in it, you know, to keep it going. And if you don't do that, if you don't take care of the fire, if you don't continue to put wood in it, it's not going to keep burning. And the same thing is your relationship with God. If you're not seeking him, if you're not spending time with him, and if you're not reading your Bible, if you're not praying, if you're not continually trying to seek him, you are going to end up not wanting to. It's your relationship with God, is you're going to be distant. And it's not him being distant with you. It's you being distant with him, because he's wanting you. He's wanting to spend time with you. He's wanting to hear from you. But again, God is a gentleman. He's not going to force something, but he waits on us to make time for him. And I believe it's so important. And, you know, the question I had, you know, I even asked myself this also, is, how is your relationship with Christ looking? And I feel like that is so, you know, it impactful in it, and it, you know, gets you thinking, you know, is my relationship good? Like, what am I doing? There are days that sometimes, like, I don't read my Bible, and you feel it, because that's whenever you're, if you're not feeding yourself with the Word of God, you're allowing Satan to put thoughts in your mind of doubt, of, am I going to be able to get through this? You know, is God with me? And if you're not continually, you know, seeking him and reading his word, you know, Satan, he tries to take advantage of every opportunity he gets. And if he's able to take advantage, he is going to. And if you're not feeding your spirit, and if you're not reading the word, you're allowing that entrance for doubt. And it happened to me. You know, there are days that I don't want to read the Bible. And since I let one day go by, then 2 days go by, 3 days go by, and I'm not reading my word. And then I start to feel sad. I start to feel depressed. I start to feel like, wow, like all this doubt is hitting me. And it's because I'm not feeding, you know, my spirit the word of God. And if I'm not listening to the word of God, then I'm listening to the doubt, to Satan, to my own fears. And God doesn't want that. You know, he wants us to trust him, even though like the situation might look hard right now. My situation, yeah, it's not the best. You know, I would love to have like a flexible job where, you know, I can go work and then come and spend time with my sister. But it's not like that right now. But I'm having to have faith that God gots me, that God is going to make a way, that, you know, I don't depend on, you know, anyone else but God. And I feel like it's so important for us to depend on God. And, you know, the thing is that a lot of us, we depend on humans. You know, let's say you're married, you depend on your husband, you depend on your wife. They say something like, hey, I'm gonna be here at 5. You trust them, you know, in like what they're saying. So if you're trusting a simple human, why can't you trust God? When God gives you a word, when he gives you a promise, when he tells you this is going to happen, you know, when he gives you, when a prophet, you know, gives you a prophetic word and it's God speaking, but then you're doubting it. Why are you doubting it if we're so easy to trust simple humans? It's so easy to trust humans, but we can't trust God. God doesn't lie. We lie. You know, even without wanting to, we tend to lie because we're simple humans. But God, he's God. You know, he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he does not lie when he gives a word. You know, he is going to fulfill that promise. We could even see it with the story of David, how he gave a promise to David and he fulfilled it. And God does not lie. You know, he told David that he was king of Israel. And at that time, you know, he wasn't yet, in God's eyes, he was the king of Israel, but yet he wasn't the king of Israel. It was Saul. And time had to go by, a lot of years had to go by for David to finally be king of Israel. But the promise that God gave him, God fulfilled it, because God doesn't lie, but people do. So if I'm here and I ask you this question, if you're so easy to trust humans, simple humans, why is it hard for you to trust God? And another thing I want to mention is also, you know, the thing is that like I've had friends and I've had people tell me that they pray. And I'm not saying that praying, you know, is bad. I think prayer is very good. But then I tell them, hey, do you read your Bible? And then some of them don't even have a Bible. Or they're just like, no, you know, like I carry my Bible around, or I'll open it, you know, in service, but I don't really read my Bible. And the thing that like, it's crazy to me, because you can't just pray and not read the word of God. Because if you're just praying and just like constantly praying, and I'm not saying that prayer is bad. Again, prayer is good. But if you're praying and you're not reading God's word, like you do not ever open your Bible, you do not even know the God you are praying to. And I feel like that is so, you know, it's so true, because, you know, when we read God's word and when we open it, we're getting to know our creator. We're getting to know his ways and the way he, you know, does things, and like, you know, the miracles that he's done. And, you know, we really just get to know God, and that's what he wants. Because a relationship isn't just one-sided. You know, you get to know the person, and that's what God wants. God wants us to get to know him. But if you're just praying and just saying, God, I need this and I want this and help me with this and that, but you're not reading your word, that is not good. You need to read the word. You need to get to know God. Because even a lot of people, you know, they lack, you know, knowledge. They lack so much stuff because they're not reading the word. And a lot of people are in sin because they don't know the word. You do what you think is right in your mind, what you think is right. But no, it's not what we think. It's what God's word says. That's right. It's not our thoughts. It's what he says and what the Bible says and what his word said is what is righteous. And it's crazy to me because I feel like a lot of people think they're righteous. A lot of people think that, you know, it's the way they think. And I was actually hearing, I don't know if it was a podcast or it was like a video on YouTube. I don't know if it was a podcast, but I heard this one lady and, you know, it piqued my interest. So I was like listening to it. And she said that, you know, she felt God the most when she had kissed a woman, which is crazy. But I was like, you know, I thought and I was like, does this woman read the Bible? Because, you know, that is an abomination in the eyes of God. And she was saying how God loves her. And, you know, I'm not arguing with that. Of course, God loves you. God loves his creation, but he does not love sin. And if she were to read the word and if she were to spend time in the word of God, I promise you, she would not be saying that. She would not be feeling that way because she would feel the conviction. She would feel a conviction that that is not right, that God did not put woman in woman or man in man. He made a woman for man. It's supposed to be a woman and a man. And I might get hate for it, but it's the word of God. It's the word of God. And, you know, I was just shocked. And I was just, you know, it's crazy because she's not the only one. There's so many people that think that way, but that's because they lack knowing God's word. They're not in God's word. They're not, you know, reading God's word. And I feel like reading God's word is so important. I feel like I got a little sidetracked there, but and then okay, so now I want to jump to the story of David and Goliath. And I actually have been watching the show House of David. If you have not watched the show House of David, I highly recommend it. You know, a lot of people have been saying it's demonic. I don't think it's demonic. They even say it like before they put the show that, like, you know, it's like disclaimer, hey, you know, we've added some parts or some parts have been taken, you know, like out, you know, because it's, you know, to make it more like entertainment for us, you know, to make it a drama, you know. So, of course, it's not going to be biblically accurate 100%. But it's still a really good show. I feel like I like it because it's like The Chosen. It's like you can visually see what's going on. Again, if you have not watched The Chosen, you need to watch it. Actually, it's in theaters and I haven't gone. I'll probably just wait till they like stream it in like, you know, Amazon Prime. But House of David is in Amazon Prime. But yeah, I'm gonna just wait till they stream it. Because honestly, last time I went, I had to constantly keep going to the theater and the theater and the theater and the theater. I was going with my brother and I was like, yeah, this is a little too much. But honestly, they're really good shows. Again, The Chosen and House of David. But House of David focuses, of course, on the story of David. And, you know, it showed whenever David confronted, you know, when he was going to fight Goliath. And I feel like that was just so interesting. But we're about to read. So we're about to read 1 Samuel 17:32-33. And then also 41-51. It's a little bit of a long read, but it's super interesting. So stay with me. Okay, so we're going to read 32-33. And it says, "Don't worry about this Philistine," David told Saul. "I'll go fight him." "Don't be ridiculous," Saul replied. "There's no way you can fight this Philistine and possibly win. You're only a boy and he's been a man of war since his youth." So I just want to take a moment to pause because, again, David told Saul, like, "Don't worry, I will fight this, you know, Philistine." And Saul literally told him, "Don't be ridiculous." So you can just imagine how people made fun of David. Like, you're just a simple boy and you haven't even trained to fight. And this dude, Goliath, has, you know, been trained ever since he was young. But the thing is that, again, I'm pretty sure David was scared. He was human, you know, like us. I'm pretty sure he was scared. But he had faith that God was going to give him the victory. And what I want to tell you with this is that God is going to give you the victory if you have faith out of your situation. I don't know what your situation is. You know, it could be anything, honestly, but you need to have faith that God is going to give you the victory, that God is with you. It does not matter what you're going through, that God is with you. And that's the thing that, like, I try to, like, put emphasis, you know, so much, is that because people look at it and they're like, oh, wow, like, you know, David wasn't scared. He was scared. I'm pretty sure he was. Goliath was huge. He was actually, so it says in the Bible that he was 9 feet and 9 inches. So, you know, Goliath was 9 feet and 9 inches. And David, it doesn't say his height, but the average height around that time was 5'1 to 5'5. Not only that, David was small, you know, he was a boy. So if I'm taking a guess, this is just my guess, I'm not saying this is right, I would say like 5 or 5'1. I don't know. But, you know, he comparing like 5 feet to 9 feet and 9 inches, that dude was huge. So I am pretty sure, you know, David was scared. You know, he probably was terrified, but he put his faith in God. And you could just see how he had faith, and he was smaller, because I didn't know this. I just learned this, that Saul, you know, was the tallest man at that time. He was 6 feet. King Saul was 6 feet. And that's why Goliath, you know, wanted to fight. He was like, send me the king. He wanted to fight the king. But, you know, Saul was scared. You know, he sometimes, like, you know, a lot of us are like Saul. You know, we get scared and we don't want to, you know, we don't put our faith in God. But we need to be like David and put our faith in God and, you know, trust him fully that he is going to give us the victory. And so I'm going to read 41 to 51. All right. And it says, Goliath walked out towards David with his shield barrier ahead of him, sneering in contempt at this ruddy faced boy. Am I a dog? He roared at David, that you come at me with a stick. And he cursed David by the name of his gods. Come over here and I'll give your flesh to the birds and wild animals, Goliath yelled. David replied to the Philistine, you come at me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven, of the heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head, and then I will give the dead bodies of your men to the birds and wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel, and everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, but not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us. As Goliath moves closer to attack, David quickly ran out to meet him, reaching into his shepherd's bag and taking out a stone. He hurled it with his sling and hit the Philistine in the forehead. The stone sank in and Goliath stumbled and fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with only a sling and a stone, for he had no sword. Then David ran over and pulled Goliath's sword from its sheath. David used it to kill him and cut off his head. So we can just see with the amount of confidence that David was speaking. I mean, David legit told this dude, like, you come at me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come at you in the name of the Lords of heaven's armies. And he said, I will kill you and cut off your head. Like, he was so confident. And that's what God wants. You know, even if we aren't, God wants us to trust him. You know, even if we're scared, because I'm pretty sure David was scared, but he was like, you know what? God is going to give me the victory. Like, I have faith in God. And I feel like sometimes, yes, we tend to be scared because we don't see God. But God is there. Even if we don't see him, he is there. And, you know, God is omnipresent. You know, he's everywhere. And, you know, so he is with you. And you just have to have faith and continue to push. You know, God doesn't want you to give up. He wants you to continue to push. I mean, imagine this story wouldn't even exist if David, you know, didn't continue pushing. And if David didn't, you know, like, keep going and, you know, like, have faith in God. You know, this story wouldn't exist. But David had faith in God. And that's what God is calling us to, is to have faith. You know, even if the situation is big, Because again, Goliath was a huge dude, 9 feet 9 inches, and David was small, but he had faith that God was with him. So God is calling you to have faith in whatever your situation is. You know, even if the problem is huge, God is calling you to have faith in him. And I also want to read Proverbs 16, 1 to 11. So Proverbs 16, 1, I mean, not 1 through 11, 1 to 3. We can make our own plans, but the Lord gives the right answer. People may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives. Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. So right here is even telling us we can make our own plans, but God is who ultimately has the right answer. So even in my situation, like I thought I was going to start in this new job and things were going to go great, but it didn't work out. And I need to trust that God has a better plan than my plans. Because I was already planning like, all right, I'm going to start in this new job, this and this and this. You know, I'm already planning my schedule. And God had different plans than my plans. And I have to trust that God's plans are better than mine, are way better than mine. So, you know, even if your plans didn't go through, trust that God has better for you. And I also want to finish reading Matthew. I want to finish up reading with Matthew 21, 21 to 22. So Matthew 21, 21 to 22. Then Jesus told them, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. You can pray for anything. And if you have faith, you will receive it. So again, this is biblical. And not only that, Jesus said it. I mean, it's right here, Matthew 21, 21. Then Jesus told them. Jesus himself is saying, if you have faith, you will receive it. It just requires you to have faith. And I know it's hard. I know. I mean, I have been praying. I mean, there have been tears and boogers, you know, coming down my nose and just, you know, me breaking down. But God calls us to have faith in him. God calls us to trust him in, you know, times where circumstances where it just looks like everything is going wrong, where things are shaky, where my, you know, your finances might not be great. My finances aren't great. You know, when, you know, situations aren't just not looking great, God calls you to trust him and he will make a way. I promise you he will if you have faith. So I want to go ahead and end this episode with that. Again, so I do want to mention this. I'm going to leave my email and I'm also going to leave my Instagram. So, you know, if you need prayer, please send me an email or shoot me a DM, you know, on Instagram. You know, I will do my best, you know, to reply. And I also, you know, I want to pray for you. So, you know, I will get to it, but just go ahead and send that email or send that DM and I will pray for you. You know, I want to pray for you. God's putting it in my heart. And, you know, we're here to uplift each other. We're here to help each other. You know, this is not just me wanting views or wanting likes. No, God put this in my heart. God put this podcast for me, you know, to do. And, you know, it's my job to do, you know, God's will for my life, but also pray for you and be able to be there, be able to be, you know, a support system. So again, if you need prayer, just send me an email, a DM, and I want to finish up with a prayer. So let's pray. Thank you, Father God, for this day, Lord. I pray for the person that is listening or for the person that is watching this episode, God, that, you know, you bring peace, you know, to their lives, Lord, and that you make a way, Lord, that you take all anxiety, all stress, Lord, all sadness in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you be there for them, God, and that you make a way, Lord, that you open doors, because when you open a door, no one can close it, God. I pray for them in the name of Jesus. Amen. And if you do not have a church, my church, Corona de Gloria, it is a Spanish-speaking church, but just let someone at the door know or let me know if you speak English. We do have translators, but I'm going to go ahead and end with that. I will leave the address in the description below of my church, but I will see y'all in next time's video, and God bless y'all.